wanna know where I go at night.
At night, at night, at night.
I would recommend that you don't leave my sight.
My sight, my sight, my sight.
And it might be an evil ploy for me to keep you close.
You're close, you're close, you're close.
But whatever I must do to prove I love you most.
You're most, you're most, you're most.
So if you decide to come along, I hope that you never regret it.
Remington Pettigrove is our Live Music Friday guest, and that is his single No Regrets. And now Remington Pettigrove, let's discuss this. Remington Pettigrove, is this Dr. and Mrs. Pettigrove, the name their son Remington, is this how this goes, or is this a stage name?
No, this is a real.
That's
real
a real name.
Yeah, my full name is Marshall Remington Pettigrove, but we all go by our middle names in our family just to make it more difficult. I was always the last one to fill out the Scantron test, you know.
You can't get all those letters on anything at this point. And yeah. But the nice thing though is in the union, there's not going to be another Remington Pettigrove that you're going to have to change your name. You don't have to be M Remington Pettigrove, right? So you don't have to worry about that. So that you're stealing somebody else's name. All right. Now you're from the Chicago area originally, right?
I am. Yeah, I was born in Chicago and then raised out in the northwest suburbs.
All right, and as you were starting your musical career, when did you first pick up a guitar?
I was 15, when I first started playing, and it was definitely to try to impress a girl. I'm sure of it.
It always is.
Yeah, right.
That is the whole point. That's why everybody is in the business of show, right. Is because they are trying, because someone jilted them at some point. It could have been in eighth grade. It doesn't matter. And you're like, I'm going to get even, and look at what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So you pick up a guitar, and it just took off for you?
Yeah, I love telling stories. So I just would, make these little songs and create these little stories. And, I definitely consider myself a storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love to do. So,
storyteller, songwriter.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. I can see this. So. It's this very much a YouTube channel. All right. And you have, you started busking. The city, you decide you're going to make a little bit of money. You went down on the subway. A lot of people do that. A lot of musicians do that because you like the acoustics down there, right?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I mean, if there's no train, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
And you got pretty good at predicting when it was going to come in and ruin your set. So
yeah,
you just kind of speed through a song.
Totally. I got pretty good at writing, 3-minute songs. So that's I think that I can attribute that to the subway.
I always wondered this. Do the buskers now... Do they have turf? I mean, if you're down there, another guy comes down there and he's like, hey, get out.
Yeah, there's definitely a hierarchy to this thing. And I had no idea. I was going to school at DePaul, and I just found myself down there at the Chicago Red Line stop. And, I got kicked out of there by different guys. And then I just kept showing up, and they're like, okay, he looks like he's going to be around for a while. So, maybe we'll let him play. But, I got kicked out of different places, and it's been an interesting experience down there.
Now, I do. You started to tell us a story off the air that I really like, which is you got arrested once.
I did for trespassing. Yeah.
So because you didn't have the city ID, because you can legally busk in some places, right?
Right, in some places. And Chicago stop isn't one of them. But the old cops that I knew, they would just kind of come down there and they're like, all right, get lost. You can come back. And there was new beat cops or whatever that were on the patrol, and mm-hmm. they were wanted to make a name for themselves or something. So they came down there, told me to get lost, and I came back like I usually do. And they told me to put my hands behind my back, and they took me to jail. And actually, on the way to jail, he proceeded. Needed to try to hire me as a his daughter's bass for bass lessons, and I said, hey, we could maybe work something out, but
you can't work things out with Chicago police officers. That would never happen. And they took you and they booked you on trespassing. They just let you go at that point, or did you have to show up in court?
I did. I had to show up at court, and which I went with my grandmother. And my
oh, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I did that on a traffic stop when I was like 16 years old. I took my grandfather, and the judge got so mad at me for taking him to the to the, you know, it was like, why would you make him come all the way down here? Did your grandmother work it for you?
She's very good at working it. So I think that had a big, it was definitely a plus.
Good. So you got off your everything.
Yeah,
so
I spent
the charges.
Like 5 hours. That's who I called because I got in there at like 11 and I spent, you know, the night. I mean, I had the bologna sandwich treatment. And
really? They sent you down to 26th Street? Or they
I was on 18th Street, 18th and State, and they just put me in like a holding pen for like, I don't know.
At headquarters?
5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 or 6 hours. And I was just sitting in the pen. Like, I had a guitar pick and I was just flicking that around. They took everything else out.
But, oh, my God. Yeah. You went to the district. Actually, you went to the first.
Grandma,
district.
Start crying. I need you.
Yeah, exactly. What? Actually, Violetta's done this. Violetta uses her grandmother as a crutch.
My
quite a
grandma,
bit.
She's a great gal.
Yes,
Baco, if you're listening, love you.
Mm-hmm. But she will. But if Violetta gets in trouble, she'll call on the grandmother because who can say no to a grandmother?
She's just always with me. I'm not calling on her.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely called on her a couple times.
Yeah, and she happily came down and took care of this.
Yo, she loved it. Yeah, definitely. She was very excited about it.
Yeah. All right. So then from there. You got over the trespassing charge.
Yes.
This is like interviewing Bruno Mars and asking about the Las Vegas cocaine problem. So you got over the trespassing. This is a Chicago version of it, though. He had trespassing.
Right.
So you got the trespassing thing. You went to DePaul School of Music?
No, I went there for a dream class. No, I was just kind of fumbling around and taking my prereqs. And then I went to a school down in Florida, a music school down there, music production and stuff.
And so now you're up, and you're actually and the career is starting to take off. And that's I always like to say this. That's where we get you. We get you coming up, and we'll see you again in about 20 years on the way back down. but when you're playing the Super Bowl, you will not return my phone calls. All right, Remington Pettigrove. Let's see. What do you want to do here for us?
We could do Same Kind of Fear.
Same Kind of Fear. Why don't you jump up there with your guitar? This is where I get my Dick Clark on, and I go, he's got, by the way, if you'd like to find a Remington Pettigrove, he's got a show coming up at Shuba's tomorrow night. By the way, if you'd like to see him there, that is going to be 9 o'clock, 18. You got to be 18 and over, which is good. Yeah, it's not a 21 show. $15 at the door for Shuba's tomorrow night. And it's a Blue Water Highway with Remington Pettigrove tomorrow night. And here he is. And if you, by the way, you can also find him. His latest EP is called Tiny Treasures. It's on Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. And, of course, you can always find him on Facebook, Remington Pettigrove Music. Like, you had to add the music to that because it's so hard to find a Remington Pettigrove. There's so many of them out there on Facebook. All right, here he is.
You go for reasons I still don't quite know, but I can't keep you here when uncertainty just won't disappear. Well, I just want you to know that I care. Yes, I just want you to know that we share the same kind of fear. And so we sit face to face, trying to fill the other's empty space. But it would sure help if I only knew what it was I was trying to fill in for you. Well, I just want you to know that I care. Yes, I just want you to know that we share the same kind of fear. Stop chasing all over. don't you rest your head upon my shoulder? Cause I just want you to know that I care. Yes, I just want you to know that we share the same kind of fear. Yes, 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 the same kind of fear. Well, I can't let you go for reasons I still don't quite know.
That's Remington Pettigrove. You're going to see him tomorrow night at Shuba's up on Belmont and Southport, right, in Chicago. Do not miss that. We'll be right back with more music from Remington Pettigrove. But first, Martyr tells us what's coming up at the top of the hour news. Remington Pettigrove right there. Was once a busker. Now he's a rock star. Actually, he's a singer-songwriter type. He's one of those guys. He's got a lot of emotions going on. And like all the great singer-songwriters, it's really all about trying to get the attention of a pretty girl. That is the truth, no matter how old they are. Tell you that first-hand experience. All right, let's talk about what you're going to do next here. It's called The Call, right?
Yes, it's called The Call.
It's called The Call. It's called The Call. And is there a story behind this?
Nah, I think I was listening to like a lot of Lou Reed when I wrote it.
Oh.
So maybe it probably sneaks a little of that in there.
Yeah, you set yourself up now. All right, take it away. Here he goes. Remington Pettigrove. You can see him tomorrow night at Shuba's.
Top of this real high wall, right? When I'm unsure, you can't hear. That is you, I do revere. I'm sincere. So stop, stop, baby, pulling my chain. Yeah, stop, stop, baby, playing games. I'm just a man who's trying to keep from going insane. Well, I've been sitting here for some time. Don't you make me go and lose my mind. It's a hard one to find. So I'll keep trying to play it cool, but I'm unraveling like thread off a spool. Am I a fool? And so stop, stop, baby, pulling my chain. Yeah, stop, stop, baby, playing games. I'm just a man who's trying to keep from going insane. But don't get it wrong by pulling me along in the dirt. When you know that's where it hurts, alright. So stop, stop, baby, pulling my chain. Yeah, stop, stop, baby, playing games. I'm just a man who's trying to keep from going insane.
There he is. That's great. Remington Pettigrove. You can see him tomorrow night at Shuba's. 9 o'clock show. Starts $15 at the door. 18 plus, by the way, on that. So you can, Violetta can get in. That's the good news right there. All right. We're going to wrap these things up. Justin's going to tell us what he's checking out tonight on the download. Coming up right after.